You're listening to the Monday Morning After Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's 7:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I have Zeke here in studio.
Howdy, how are you doing?
For your arts review and talks and...
Diatribes, discussions, interviews, discussions, harangues.
Anything you want to think about when it comes to art?
No. Today it's not anything that I want to think about. It's anything that Elwa wants to think about.
Of course, because you do have a guest. Thank you for joining us.
Elwa Desjardins from Un Show de Motard.
That's right. You pronounce it right.
Got it. Sometimes this time of the morning, getting my tongue wrapped around things is difficult, which then, so as to get it off my chest first, www.unshowt.
You almost got it right. I show you unshowdemotarts. Sorry about that. blogspot.com.
And yes, it is a phenomenal resource on and about all the art in Montreal with the pictures as well. My first question, how did you get into this? Because it's been going, if I noticed correctly, started somewhere in like 2004 with a blog, and then there's a little bit of gap, and then it starts up again in 2006 or something, and then...
Yeah, more recently, mm-hmm. too. But yeah, I had a podcast back in 2004, thought it were a little lacking of visibility in the media for visual art in Montreal. And I thought it would be interesting. I was looking for that information, so I thought, since it's not out there, I'll be part of it, basically. So I started covering visual arts in Montreal, mostly art centers, and a web radio station from Université du Québec à Montréal, UQAM. And then I had my podcast over there, and for the past 5 years.
That's Shock, right?
That's at Shock FM, that's right. And for the past 3 years, I've been at another college radio in Montreal, which is not this one, unfortunately, at CISM, the French counterpart. And yeah, I've been having a radio talk show about visual art in Montreal, the only especially dedicated to visual art in Montreal, to my knowledge. And yeah, and parallel to that, I have been had the privilege to talk to some of the insider in the art scene. And so I've been trying to share my knowledge and show a little bit about the inside world of everyday being an observer, how could I say, of the art scene.
Yeah, when is your show on CISM?
Unfortunately, this summer I'm taking a break because in 2 weeks I'll be going to Europe.
That's not unfortunately, it's fortunately.
Yeah, fortunately. So yeah, for this year I'll be outside of the country because I'll be covering the Biennale Venezia, which is the greatest exhibit in the old world. But it usually used to be on Tuesday from 11 to 12.
Will you be keeping up the podcast regularly while you're out of town, or is that going to take a hiatus as well?
Yeah, I might do some special collaboration.
Okay.
And it'll be definitely do something for sure. it'll be on the blog. So, Arshu de Matar, just Google it, Arshu de Matar.
And then, if you can explain for the blokes and the squareheads in the house, such as myself, I know that there's a pun, a jeu de mots on Arshu de Matar.
Yes.
But I don't get it.
Well, when I started the show, I did definitely don't want to have like a bourgeois, attitude toward art, because I'm not saying I'm an iconoclast, because we're talking about visual art, and it is, not saying for initiate, but it is. Yeah, I don't know. Visual art is visual art, but I didn't want to have that bourgeois fine arts approach. I wanted to have a little more. Edgy attitude, how could I describe it? So, Motar was a reference to, of course, Biker World, which is organized crime, and it's Mo, which is a word, and Ah, mean art, so it was, it's very hard to translate.
So be sort of like, the Biker Show?
Yeah, that would be the Biker Show.
The Biker Show, but it's about art.
It's about art, okay. Yes.
And how did you get up with the pictures and stuff like that? Because that's the other sort of iconic thing you have on the blog.
You mean the signs?
Yes, the signs.
I've been surfing on the internet and most of those what we call microblog now, which is either Twitter or Facebook or MySpace, and there'll be more eventually in the future. Some people just took cardboard and start writing stuff on them. And even in England, they have that tradition when they go to club and they have a song that they like. They have a big sign say tunes, and I enjoy the song. That's what they do in big party in England. So that was always funny. And I said, oh, that's a great way to, since my blog is in French, and I said, and but might be some Anglophone who you know, might be interested in the art scene, but don't necessarily get all the subtleties of the French language.
Such as myself.
And I'm not saying I write in a very subtle way, but you know, so I said, you know, might as well put some pictures and put some signs. So that was something interesting and quirky to do. And you know, it got popular. Like people like stop me around the corner when I go to Werner's sign and say, hey, do you have the sign? You know, I could, you know, you could do something pretty crazy about it.
Exactly. They want to start writing on it.
Yeah. And I don't know, I try to do, you know, blogs are I think are about to be a bit arrogant and, you know, not irrelevant, but, you know, they don't have to be as poised, how could I say? So I can try to be a little more, you know, spontaneous.
Yes.
And, you know, have more fun with it. And I think that was lacking in Montreal, because we're all very polite and but not in Montreal, but in the art world, we're very polite. Yeah. And now that you're not there anymore, Krizique, you used to be the you know, the alternative voice. You have a more opinionated.
Yeah, no, that is the sort of thing where I definitely go out there and say good, bad, and there's no real indifferent in there. But that's enough about me. Back to you.
Thank you.
How did you get into the visual arts? Because I find it's uh-huh. very, very rarefied field. There are a lot of people who go to the museum just because they uh-huh. think they're supposed to. People uh-huh. going to artist-run centers, people checking out sort of uh-huh. alternative spaces. It's a rare breed.
Yeah.
Did you have background from high school, CEGEP, university, or something completely different?
All right, let me think about it. I started doing my undergrad study at Université du Québec à Montréal in Histoire de l'Art, which means History of Arts, back in 2000. But I guess I was interested in the art field before, and I didn't ask... was interested as much as I was in 2000. The first show I really enjoy, I think it was in 1991, was a Salvador Dali at the Museum of Fine Art, but mm-hmm. I was still in high school. And I was really impressed back then by Salvador Dali, but it was in 1991. I think he was very popular back then. But
he still is.
Yeah, I think he still is. And, you know, I wasn't as you know, knowledgeable of the art scenes. So, yeah, I guess that's where it growed. And so it's Magritte also, I think, in 1995 or 96, I think it was.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. And then, in 2000, I started, you know, being installed a lot. So I started going to the museum and then started hanging in art around centers. And then in 2004, when I also met a guy named Mike Patton. I don't know if you
know him. I know Mike.
Yes.
Is he still in town? Or
Yes, he's just got a baby last week.
Okay.
So he'll be... not as active anymore in the art scene anymore for a while, but so in 2004 when I started doing my radio show and been hanging out with Mike Patton, we just took me to every opening, and then, you know, since then I didn't stop. I can probably say I only miss about 5 openings per year. I can count them on my head.
And how do you choose?
And I feel shame for those 5 I missed. I really do.
And I won't even go to the question that I was about to ask. Never mind there. Speaking of sort of miss vernissages and so on, it's there. I'm always endlessly fascinated by how large and diverse the Montreal art scene is.
Yes.
And that, despite everything, the art that comes out of here, I think, is absolutely amazing and stupendous and wonderful.
And people don't
know it.
I don't think they don't know about it, or they don't want to get know about it, but it is not as mainstream as movies or mm-hmm. music, mostly, which are our main, you know, main mm-hmm. cultural, expression. But yet, there's more artists in Montreal right now than there is movies out there, and there's more, you know, exhibition right now than there is concerts.
Yes.
So people don't know it. And when we think 2 years ago... David Altmaid, which is an artist from Montreal, who represented Canada. I mean, there's a lot of Montreal artists coming from Concordia and UQAM to great university for visual arts that are right now being in the international art scene, and people don't know about it. They know about
it's the sort of thing where I would just think, what is your guess that they don't know about?
I don't know. I think we don't have a tradition about visual art in media, mainstream media. And I don't think it's just in Montreal. I think but I do think there's with the Noctium that they have at the MAC, and just with Galerie UQAM right now being very popular with the Cloaca happened in January. I think there's getting a little more attention right now in visual arts. I hope it's going to get stronger and better, but yeah, we have a very good, I'm just saying, because, you know, it's my town, and, you know, it's just, when we speak to people, like, you know, we're definitely not New York or Berlin, which are, they are, you know, some of the biggest, they are the biggest art, you know, scene in the world.
To me, Montreal is bigger than Berlin, just less known. That was the one thing that got me off on my list, because people know I have a list that lists every art gallery in town.
Yes.
And I had heard Pierre-François Willette, who runs a very nice gallery here, who had said that Berlin is great, it has 300 galleries.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hello, I can name 300 galleries off the top of my head, and that's not everybody.
Yeah.
And I proceeded to come up with a list of 450. So that's the one thing that I am trying to do, is make everybody aware that if Berlin is so great just because it has 300, we have 50% more.
No, it's not about the number of gallery we have here, but if you look at there were Raymond Moulin, which was a sociologist of art, and they took all the permanent collection of the World Contemporary Museum, and say 70% of artists in all, if you look at all the nationalities of artists in collection of contemporary museum, 70% of them work or are represented in New York. 20% is work or live in Berlin, so that's 90%, and the 10% rest is divided among the world. So those two cities are the major point of art.
Although a different way of looking at that would be by taking it, okay, so 70% of the artists are American.
No, they live or they are represented in New York.
Oh, in New York, okay. Yes. At which point they look at it on a per capita basis, and the New York area has about 30 million people, which is about the size of Canada.
Yeah.
And so then, if the rest are in Berlin, and then Montreal has, what, 1.5 million?
If you count the through border, 3 million.
Okay, so that means that if New York has 70%, then we'd only need to get 7% in Montreal, so as to be equivalent on a per capita basis.
Yeah.
But yeah, the statistics you can play around with.
You can play around, I guess. But yeah, but Montreal also is pretty big compared to the size of a city. Let's say compared to a city like Stockholm, which is about the same size of Montreal or Denmark. One of the city like this or Lyon or like was about the same time. There's a lot more art going on, and it's mostly known in international. So it's just, you know, not a shame that we don't promote as much as we do of our musical scene or like, you know.
Yeah, we got to get some sort of just PR people who know what they're doing and get the word out. Although I have other different ideas, but I won't bore you with my ideas because I want to talk to you about your ideas. And we talked earlier about how fragmented, or my idea that the place is fragmented. Do you have any? Yeah, in terms of that, the artist-run centers don't speak to the commercial galleries. The commercial galleries in Old Montreal don't speak to the commercial galleries on Green Avenue. Don't speak to the commercial galleries on Laurier. Don't speak to anybody in the regions. And do you have any ideas as to why? Or first of all, do you agree with me or disagree with me on that?
I agree that there is not as much synergy. I'll explain to the viewer. I don't know if much of you are aware of the Montreal art scene. Montreal art scene is in Quebec and Canada in particular, because some part of the culture is funded by the government, you know, by Le Conseil des Arts du Canada, Conseil des Arts et Lettres du Québec. And so there are art run center, which means there are space in Montreal that you could see some arts, and there won't be any art for sales, and it is mostly run by artists, and they get some grant from the government. Then after that, there's private galleries on the opposite side, we could say, that they are private, you know, they are commerce. Mm-hmm. They sell piece of art, and by selling art, they can pay the rent and employees and so on and so on. So they are, you know, a market. And and there's different kind of variety. So yeah, but there is a kind of a division between all those those worlds.
Do you have any ideas as to why?
I don't know.
Okay.
And in how could I say? Where I think I don't want to come down to language, but there are two traditions, I would say. One of them is very francophone based, which are really the way we see culture, which is have to be democratic, and, you know, we should be, supporting artists which are doing research and more academic stuff, which is more, you know, related to the academy. So like research and sharing knowledge. And the other one is more of the, I wouldn't say Anglophone tradition, but it's more mostly collectors and art buyers and galleries are Anglo-Saxon. And they show art as a production, as you know, as material. There, which was, you know, a luxury material, we could say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and those two culture seems to have a hard time getting along.
Okay, because that yeah. to me, it's the sort of thing where I look at other cities and places like Liz. You have
no,
a microphone
I
on.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, yes, you can.
No, it's just because I was about to add exactly yeah. that. I think that has a lot to do with yeah. the way our art scene has been constructed, especially yeah. in Montreal and the mm-hmm. province. And government funding, especially, too, is also split, right? When you talk yeah. about grants, they're not all just available for, you know, you they're not all together. It's not like the French and Canadian
no,
have gotten
no, no.
together. They're always, it's rare you ever see something that's co-funded by, you know, federal and provincial, you know? It's always specifically only French or either only English. Still, uh-huh. it's still like that.
Yeah.
And but when it comes to the other aspect of what you just mentioned, of the whole English sector, in a sense that it's becoming yeah. more of a materialism.
I'm not saying materialism. I think materialism.
Or quality of purchasing.
Well, what do you say? More socialized. I have a hard time arguing that in English, but I'll try to do my best. One of more of a socialized, and one was more privatized. Mm-hmm. Can I say that way? Yeah. So, but they're not as black and white. There's a lot of variation of gray, but there are those main two tendencies, how could I say?
This is so fascinating, and okay. I really don't want to cut any
sure.
of you.
So how much more time do we have
we
until
have
Democracy Now! Headlines?
1 minute.
Then at which point I will yep. cut to the chase. I have two very black and white questions.
Sure.
Who's your favorite artist right now?
Favorite artist?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite artist of all time is Guy Benier, who's been shown, and is an Israel artist who's been shown in Musée d'Art Contemporain 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And local, which one? Quebecois artist?
Quebecois artist? Ooh, got a lot of friend in there.
Of the moment.
Haddad Hanna, because I okay. do my thesis on him. So.
Okay. And then your favorite place to go see art?
Private gallery or just places in general?
Any place. Private gallery, artist-run center, public art.
Right now, at the moment, I would say Push Gallery on Saint Laurent Street. New gallery, great owner,
yes,
great stuff.
Megan's yeah. been a guest here,
yes.
and no, she does a phenomenal job. Just yep. and then, for the record, right now, my yeah. favorite artist is Monique Charbonneau,
uh-huh.
who is down at the Bibliothèque Nationale,
uh-huh.
and my favorite place to see art is right outside the Maurice Richard Arena. That statue is absolutely amazing. It blows my mind every single time. At which point, Eloi, thank you very, very much for being on. It's unshowdemotard.blogspot.com. I will
That's
let
right.
you spell it.
UNSHOWDEMOTARTS or UNSHOWDEMOTARTS.blogspot.com.
Cool. Enjoy your trip to Venice.
Thank you.
Thank you again. And Liz, I think we have now Democracy Now! Headlines.
Yes. Thank you, Zeke.
No
Thank
problem.
You, Eloi Desjardins, for coming in. You're listening to the Monday Morning After Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! Headlines starting now.